insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا
And rely upon the ever-living who does not die and exalt Allah with his praise and sufficient is he to be with the sins of his servants acquainted
Brothers and sisters, the 58th verse of Surah Al-Furqan says وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا And rely on the ever-living one who dies not, and celebrate with his praise, and sufficient is he as being aware of the faults of his servants. This verse starts with the word تَوَكَّلْ, means rely on your Allah, and the Arabic word tawakkul and its derivatives are mentioned about 70 times in the Quran. It means to rely on Allah and to use Him as lawyer in all affairs. Anyway, as you were with us in the previous verses, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was commanded to tell people that he would not demand reward from them. And now in this verse, it is implied that religious leaders do not expect anything from people for their own lives, and they must all trust Allah and no one else. Therefore, in this verse, the main reliance of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is made clear. It says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ and rely on the ever-living one who does not die. By having such a trust, by having such a guardian who is always alive and will be, the Prophet does not need their reward, does not fear them, does not fear their harm, hurt, and their conspiracies. Now that this is so, him his praise, do glorify him, praise him for all his perfect attributes. The verse continues, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ and celebrate with his praise. It means that when he has no fault and weakness, and he has got all the good things, and he is perfect, such a one is deserved to be trusted. So the verse says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ This سَبِّح, celebrate, or hymn, means you have to respect your Allah and his attributes. And then it is added, implying that the Holy Prophet should not be worried of the enemy's conspiracies because he suffices as the knower of his bondmen's sins, and he is the one who reckons them when it is time for them. So the verse continues, وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And sufficient is he as being aware of the faults of his servants.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
There are some small points to be discussed regarding this 58th verse of the chapter, dear listeners. Based on the attributes mentioned in this verse for Almighty Allah, we can understand three rules. First, reliance of the weak on the weak is unacceptable, because the verse says توكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Also, reliance of the ignorant on the one who is also ignorant is unacceptable, because at the end of the verse we see the attribute خبيرا, he is aware. So you must rely on someone who is aware, and also reliance of someone who is about to die on someone who is not everlasting is also unacceptable. توكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Rely on him who is ever living one, who does not die. So these three rules are understood based on the attributes of the Almighty Allah mentioned in this verse. The other point is, even the Holy Prophet, all the prophets, need sometimes to be advised. They need to be lectured for somehow restructuring their bonds with the Almighty Allah. Another point regarding the last sentence of the verse, which is very important, that says, وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. And sufficient is he as being aware of the faults of the servants. From this very sentence, we can understand a couple of rules. First is that the Almighty Allah is looking at the sinners still as his servants. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ. Even if you are a sinner, you're still his servant, so you have to stay hopeful of him. In this verse, the Almighty Allah is telling us how to control ourselves and how to reach piety. Believing in this fact that the Almighty Allah is sufficiently aware of all our smallest acts and deeds and sins is the best cause for reaching piety. And the last point, although this ending part of the verse is telling all the people, warning all of them that the Almighty Allah is aware of your sins, but it is a kind of sympathy for the Holy Prophet ﷺ too. It means that you, Prophet, you should not worry, because we are aware of how they are dealing with you and your followers and we will chastise them for sure. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. There are some other points regarding the concept of trust that is mentioned in this verse that will be discussed later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.